Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details.
Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk, and we have a very special guest on the show. Karen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking, Jello. How about you?
Yeah, wonderful, of course, as usual. Again, first off, thank you very much for giving us your time. I know you have a lot of things to do, so really, really appreciate this. Now, what we wanted to do was just to, of course, get to know more about you and, of course, your experience with CyberBacker. But before we head on to that, I'm quite curious, how long have you been with CyberBacker?
It's already my sixth month. Thankfully. Yeah, with the same client. That's good.
There we go. Great news. 6 months with CyberBacker. So is this your first time to work from home, work virtually?
No, I've actually worked as an ESL teacher for about 3 years since pandemic. So that was, 3 years ago. So I'm actually a nurse by profession, Jello. So it's like very different from what I, from my profession.
That's you too.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, three years in ESL. I'm assuming so virtually then too, work from home.
Yes, that's right. It's a work from home.
Mm-hmm. So the transition or the shift from ESL then to working with CyberBacker wasn't that difficult then, am I right?
The difficulty was the time. Only the time. Yeah, it's the different
time. Mm-hmm. How'd you cope with that? Because I get that a lot here when I talk to CyberBackers on the show. A few of them would say, yeah, the time, the body clock, the time of sleep during the day is one of the most difficult things to get used to. How did you do it?
I'm actually a nurse by profession, so I'm quite used to that previously. But of course, I have kids now. I have two kids. And thankfully, my husband is there to help me out with my kids. So I didn't have that much problem. But the first month that I started here in CyberBacker, I got sick for a whole month and a half because I have to adjust my body. It was like a long time ago that I did a graveyard shift. And yeah, that's probably the hardest thing that I dealt with.
How about now, though? How are you coping with the graveyard shift, night shift?
Yeah, I'm quite used to it now. Yeah, it's much better than before.
Good to know. So I'm also curious, how did you find out about CyberBacker in the first place?
Actually, I found out about CyberBacker 3 years ago since pandemic. I have been looking for an online job before. I was quite bored and my kids were grown a little bit. So they're more independent. So I thought like, I have to get back to a career. I'm not going to be like my mom is just a mom, a housewife. I wanted a career myself, but I couldn't go back to my profession because my husband was working abroad before and I have to stay with my kids. Nobody's going to deal with that. Oh, okay. So I have to like look for an online job. I actually found CyberBacker, but I was hesitant because I didn't have any idea about assistance. So I checked on another like ESL teaching and I kind of like, oh, I can do English. I can
transition
just
to that.
I can communicate with that. So yeah, I started ESL teaching, which was I did that
lasted for three years.
Yeah, it lasted for 3 years. But it was an amazing journey, right? It helped me gain confidence to start like decide that I have to try CyberBacker now.
There we go. And awesome. Great news is 6 months now with CyberBacker and for sure more months, years to come with the company. Now, so far within that 6 months, what's been the most interesting part of your role here with CyberBacker so far?
The work culture, actually, it's a community. Yeah, it's actually great. I haven't found like a CEO that you can actually reach out to. And then it's very active in social media. Never, just Craig. So it was like an amazing thing because we do have like a weekly touch base, like cyber meetings. Yeah. And some cyber care people actually ask me how I am for my first 3 months. So it's reaching out to me and say, how are you doing? How's you with your client? And it's actually a great thing to have that kind of experience because with any other work place, you can't find that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just checking on in if everything's going okay. Again, Because one of the core values, as you know, of Cyberbackers is relationships. So we really continue to build on those strong relationships. Now, we talked about, again, the relationships that you have with colleagues probably. And now, how about the working environment, though?
So
how's that been going so far?
Well, working online is very flexible. And yeah, it's actually pretty good. I have my client is actually very nice and a good boss. We're actually, she started out with her business and we just started out with just the two of us. And now she has some team, with us now.
Wow.
So it's a great thing for us. And she showed me the ropes. I have no idea what real estate in the US is about per se, in the Philippines as well. So it was a great experience for me, actually.
And imagine it's just been 6 months that you've been working together. Imagine what you guys can do, let's say, for another 6 months, right?
Yeah, hopefully we'll get through that.
That's the exciting part. Now, how about any early success stories, any early achievements that you've gone so far in the past 6 months with Cyberback? Would there be any?
Yes, I'm now more familiar with the social media because I've never, I do
done
post
anything.
Things myself, but
okay.
Not done anything professionally. But it's like, wow, this is cool stuff. I get to practice my creativity and yeah, I've got to, you know, put some inputs with my own ideas with my clients. And we do like a weekly touch base every now and then. We actually did a meeting earlier, so that's why I'm late.
Talking about that.
Yes.
Okay. So really, it just seems to me that everything's going great, just like a well-oiled machine between you and your client, of course, in the past 6 months. But talk to me more about the future, though. Any future plans, any future plans for growth that you have, let's say within the company, with your client, or yeah, any just future plans that you have?
Oh, future plans. I plan on staying for a long time. I hope so. If I can, right? Why not?
Love that.
So, but
love
I'm really
that.
Hoping to stay with my client because I just love her. She's very young. She's like half my age. She's like 20s. I'm 40 now. So I'm just amazed on her capability, and I want to help her with her growth as well. So I'm planning on staying. Hopefully, she wants to stay with me after a year, maybe, or 2 years. So that I'm hopeful. Yeah,
I'm not sure if she would even want to partner with another cyberback. It just seems like everything's going great between the both of you. Now, one last question while I still have you here. Obviously, 6 months into the Cyberbacker family, fairly, maybe not really a really new, but fairly new Cyberbacker course. So what pieces of advice would you be able to give new Cyberbackers, let's say on their first day, first week, first month with us?
It would be just to hang in there. So it's the first few days are really tough, especially the training. You have to like adjust 8 hours of graveyard shift. So always keep telling yourself that the next day will be another day. So and be ready with the sleep adjustments as well. So that's the only thing that I can do. And you can do it no matter how tough it is.
Absolutely. Just get used to it. And there's going to be a lot of growth, a lot of help, of course, once you get into Cyberbacker. Now, talking about support, one last thing before we go. For sure, there have been people that have helped you all throughout your journey with Cyberbacker. So would you want to give him a quick shout out or any messages you'd like to give out to him, Karen?
All right, I'd like to give a shout out to Miss Alona. She's my head backer. She's really great. She has always been with me, especially training days and until such time that we parted with the weekly touch base, right? We haven't seen each other for last month. Oh no, this month. So I'm hoping I'm going to see her maybe once in this month. So yeah, she's been a really big help and I can reach out to her whenever, anytime, and she answers really quickly. So that's amazing.
There we go. Now, Karen, we're very excited to seeing your continued success here within Cyberbacker, of course. And to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more about how to become a Cyberbacker, don't forget to visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. Of course, again, Karen, thank you very much for being on the show today. I had fun talking to you.
You're most welcome. I'm honored to be here. Thank you so much, Shalom.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with Cyberbacker. Till next time.